A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to me, mother, that you gave me birth, a man of strife and contention to all the land. I neither borrow nor lend, yet all curse me. When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy, the happiness of my heart, because I bore your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit celebrating in the circle of merrymakers. Under the weight of your hand, I sat alone because you filled me with indignation. Why is my pain continuous, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You have indeed become for me a treacherous brook whose waters do not abide. Thus the Lord answered me, if you repent so that I restore you, in my presence you shall stand. If you bring forth the precious without the vial, you shall be my mouthpiece. Then it shall be they who turn to you, and you shall not turn to them. And I will make you toward this people a solid wall of brass. Though they fight against you, they shall not prevail, for I am with you to deliver and rescue you, says the Lord. I will free you from the hand of the wicked and rescue you from the grasp of the violent. The word of the Lord. God is my refuge. God is my refuge on the day of distress. God is my refuge on the day of distress. Rescue me from my enemies, O my God. From my adversaries, defend me. Rescue me from the evildoers. From bloodthirsty men, save me. God is my refuge on the day of distress. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Mighty men come together against me, not for any offense or sin of mine, O Lord. God is my refuge on the day of distress. O my strength, for you I watch, for you, O God, are my stronghold. As for my God, may his mercy go before me, may he show me the fall of my foes. God is my refuge on the day of distress. But I will sing of your strength, and revel at dawn in your mercy. You have been my stronghold, my refuge in the day of distress. God is my refuge on the day of distress. O my strength, your praise will I sing, for you, O God, are my stronghold, my merciful God. God is my refuge on the day of distress.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we hear about the reality of the kingdom of heaven must be our pearl of great price. And again, the kingdom of heaven is a person. It's Jesus. And so Jesus must be that which we would sell everything for, give everything for. So the first question is, would we do that, or should we do that, or are we doing that every day? And then you got to remember that when God's asking us to do this, he's already made us his pearl of great price. He gives everything for love of us. He dies on the cross for us. He suffers for us. He gave everything, holding nothing back, to get you, to get me, and say, you are my pearl of great price. Is he our pearl of great price? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.